of the day to Jennifer Horn.
Aw.
Back at
you.
There it is. Another good day in the offing. Jennifer Horn, winner.
Winner. Winning.
Doug Steffen, winner. Rich McFadden.
Warlock.
I am. How am I a warlock?
I don't know. Charlie Sheen says he's a warlock, so is I figure he? You are,
really?
Too.
Okay, really. I don't necessarily want to be in the same. I want to be a winner, but I'm not sure I want to be in the same category as Charlie Sheen. I think the word for Charlie Sheen at this point is tedious. Anybody got it? I want one word, 800-510-8255. One word in your mind that applies to Charlie Sheen and or his situation. One word only. And for the most expressive word, we'll give you a swell prize. 800-510-8255.
That's more than one word. I'd say train wreck, but that's two.
Well, no, they could be hyphenated.
Okay.
All right. 800-510-8255. What word do you think of when you think of Charlie Sheen? All right? Is all the stuff about him. He's now going to be offered porn gigs.
Oh, perfect. He's got practice at that, I think.
Apparently. So anyway, that's I mean, everybody's talked about this stuff until we're blue in the face. That's why I use the word tedious. What word do you use when thinking or hearing about Charlie Sheen and the next segment or the next piece or the next overview, whatever it is? What's the word? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, there is some good news today, Jennifer.
Hey.
Blowing in your window.
Some people may find this controversial, but I have, upon examination over the years, I used to be a proponent of the death penalty, not so much over the last 10 years or so because of all the abuses in Texas and Illinois. So yesterday, the state of Illinois announced it was abolishing the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, 8, 9, 10 years after the state imposed a moratorium there. Remember when the governor at the time commuted a bunch of sentences? I think there was there were 15 or so, if memory serves me correctly. There were a large number of inmates who were in the death row system, and somehow or other, somebody, the governor started, and I think Governor Quinn is the current governor. I'm trying to remember the last guy. He went to jail. No, it wasn't Blagojevich. It was the governor before that. Ryan. No,
Ryan.
That was, no,
Daley
was the mayor. I think Ryan was the governor, who got involved in some scandalous stuff at the registry. But he had the right idea when it came to the death penalty. Commuted, and that's, I think, when all this started. Commuted all of the death penalty sentences because they kept finding over and over and over and over and over again that the cases against most of these people that are on death row were faulty and the people weren't guilty of anything. So how many, of course, the old business of how many people do you suppose were put to death who were not guilty? And over the years, how many? And is it worth it to get rid of one bad guy if you get rid of one guy who's not a bad guy? And I don't see there's a balance there, frankly. I think it's pretty outrageous. So the last execution was in 1999. And the new law, there are 15 states in our country who have abolished the death penalty. There are some circumstances in which I believe the death penalty is warranted. Not many,
which
but
are?
Some. Sort of heinous, horrible, sex-related murders. And,
what about Manson-type murders?
Yeah, that kind
serial
of stuff.
Killers.
Yeah, yeah, those sorts of people. Although there are those proponents of keeping them alive and letting them live with the horror they've created, most of them don't get what
yeah,
it is. Right, they are. They're really crazy. All right, so that's the deal. I find the discussion about NPR to be stimulating and a good discussion. I am very much in favor of cutting all federal funds to NPR. I have been for years since I had my own experiences with NPR. They weren't good, and they showed me how the interior workings, the old stuff about sausage, we all love it, but you don't want to know what goes into it.
Exactly.
And that's what's coming out here. What is going on inside, and don't kid yourself, there may be these two people, three people, however many there are, were this guy, what's his name, Schiller, who left his job, he got fired anyway, but the NPR target on their back, they have, there are a lot of people politically who say the programming is liberal. That doesn't make any difference. Who cares? They have a lot of listeners. There are going to be people that will. In many instances, many communities where NPR stations are on, the ratings are better than the other commercial radio program.
Yeah, public radio does well everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. They'll find they waste too much money producing a lot of the stuff that they do. They don't need to spend $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 an hour to produce their product. They can do it. We produce a good product here all day long for less than $1,000 an hour. You can do it. It just, you know, if you know what you're doing and you have a budget, you have to have now, no matter what you're doing, things have to be in control. And at some point, hello, somebody's got to say, this has to go. You got to make your choices. You can't fund everything. You can't buy the kind of car you want. You might want to drive a Bentley. I'd like to drive a Bentley. I can't afford a Bentley right now. All right? I can afford a Ford pickup truck. And so if that's what it takes to keep things on the road, if you will, keep things going, you make decisions. We have no money for this kind of stuff. They don't need it. And if you are listening to somebody who tells you that, they're full of old shoes. It's a bunch of hogwash. They don't need the money. I remember when Mrs. Clinton, the last time this was a big debate was when Clinton was president. I mean, it's always been a debate, but sometimes it gets more heated. And Mrs. Clinton, God bless her, went around on radio and television, Barney! Oh, no! Don't take Barney! Don't take Barney! Oh, my God! They're going to take Barney away. Come on. Jeepers, creepers.
You knew she was a big fan, right?
Oh, my God. This is craziness. All right, so anyway, that's good. What else do we find here that's going on today? It's good. The Discovery Shuttle got back. Completed
its final. I cried a little, actually.
It's good that it had a good mission, bad that it's not
it's
going
done.
To fly
yeah.
anymore. Going to the Smithsonian.
I felt like you. I teared up when I heard them say, you've been a good craft.
Yeah, it's bad.
Discovery.
The whole, this whole business.
Last voyage, yeah.
My opinion is that it's bad. Okay, so a word to describe Charlie Sheen, 800-510-8255. Those of you who are, you don't have the benefit of being able to look at the screen. I'm looking at some of the words that are up here on the screen now for some of these people. Good stuff. All right. We'll take your calls in a moment on Charlie. The one word only that describes Charlie Sheen, 800-510-8255. And good day. It's 14 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Member Michelle Bowman on the Sam's Club eValues Savings Celebration.
eValues lets me sample extra savings on top of the values I already get at Sam's Club.
March 9th through 13th, try eValues, the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. Like $150 off select HP notebooks, $50 off select Serta mattresses.
Even $1 off fresh strawberries.
And much more. Not a member? Join now and sample eValues. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Coming up on the Good Day program, a discussion of the cheese used in fast food. That'll keep people glued to the radio, Jennifer.
Literally, glued.
It's 16 past the hour, 800-510-8255. Doug and Jennifer wondering out loud what one word applies to Charlie Sheen. Let's buzz through some of this here. Chris is in Brantford, Florida. Welcome to Good Day, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good day to you, ma'am. What is the word you would use to apply to Mr. Sheen?
Psycho.
Are you a fan of the show, Chris? Do you watch that
show? I love the show.
You love the show. So what will happen when he's gone? Who do you think should replace him, and will you keep watching?
I don't think anybody can replace him. I just think he crossed the line of his life thinking he was the show. It all seems the same.
Isn't that interesting?
True.
That's a very, very perceptive way of looking at it. When the stuff blends, when actors become who they are playing, time for a night night on the town.
A little wake-up call.
He's taking it, right, exactly. All right, Chris, good job. Thank you. 800-510-8255. One word for Charlie Sheen. Wanda in Alamogordo. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. What's happening with you?
Oh, I think he's pathetic.
Pathetic is the word she's
using.
That's
a good one.
All right, who's the secretary? You're the girl. You keep the notes.
All right, we've got pathetic and psycho. Lots of keywords.
Wanda, you a watcher of this program?
Well, I have, but I haven't lately.
So are you done with it? Are you all done with it because of him? Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, there was so much potential there, and it's just pathetic.
Yeah. All right, pathetic. We got it. Pathetic we got. Thank you, ma'am. Here's Marva in Bells, Tennessee calling. Good day. Hello, Marva.
I'm from Humboldt.
You're from who? Where are you from?
Humboldt, Tennessee.
Humboldt, Tennessee. How close is that to Bells?
I'm not that far.
Not
probably
that far.
About 12 miles.
12 miles. All right. So I'm just pinpointing you on the map, you see. Got to make sure I know where everybody is. We're going to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey later on. Today.
Okay.
Pin the listener on the Good Day map.
Audio version. Yes, exactly. All right, so what's the word you use for Charlie Sheen?
I use inconsiderate for him.
Inconsiderate. What a great word. That is a very good word. That applies
because
well.
He's not thinking about the TV show or himself or anybody that he works with. So if he had a better attitude and he was considerate of everybody else's feelings, he wouldn't be acting the way he's acting now.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Very good point.
You like
all right.
Stamos or Lowe to replace him?
I don't know. There's so many good people that could replace him, but I watch the show. I try not to miss a single show, but he's a good actor, but I might could replace him.
All right, Marva, thank you.
Me too.
800-510-8255. Chuck's in Melbourne, Florida, WMEL. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning.
Morning. What's your word for Charlie Sheen?
Jerk.
He's a jerk. Remember that movie with Steve Martin called
The
Jerk?
Jerk?
Remember that? He doesn't remember it. All right, Chuck, you've had your say. Thank you. So I like a man of few words. Yes, here's Barbara in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. What are you using as a word to apply to Charlie Sheen?
Stupid. S-T-O-O-P-I-D. Stupid.
I like that you stipulated the stoop in the center.
Duh. It's a duh kind of a word. All right, you a person? You watch that show, Barbara?
Not if I can help it.
I
like the Sheens, and I appreciate the rest of the family who are disapproving and very quiet about this whole thing. But I really feel bad for them because he really is throwing away a whole lot, and he's just bringing such a bad name to his family, and they all deserve good. You know?
Yeah, Martin Sheen was great as the president. In the West Wing, don't you think?
Wasn't he, though? I love
that show.
I wish it would keep on. Uh-huh.
Me too. All right, Barbara, good job. Thank you. More of your calls up and coming on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
May vary by state.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men.
You would think at a fancy restaurant like this, at these prices, you would be able to keep the snails off the food.
A reference was made to Charlie Sheen being a jerk. We're looking for one word only, that applies to Charlie Sheen and his current circumstances. And that one of the callers said jerk, and that was a piece of Steve Martin from The Jerk. Didn't you have something else there, Richie, that came from The Jerk?
Oh, I got plenty of stuff from The Jerk.
Great stuff. Yeah. Well, it was a great flick, actually.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great vehicles for Steve Martin. We got to have, if you come up with a word, is if there's anybody, interestingly, that this sort of coincidentally comes together, if there's anybody who seems to be the exact opposite from Charlie Sheen, wouldn't it be Steve Martin in terms of acting,
he's a nice,
credibility?
Kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, right. He's just, he's sane.
Yeah, all right, well, there we go. 800-510-8255. Richie, Jennifer, Doug, we're looking for one word to apply to Mr. Sheen. Dan is in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Dan, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's fine. How about with you? You all right?
I'm great. Driving to work.
All right, so what's the word you think that applies?
My word that fits in perfectly would be a-hole.
A-hole.
I like how you combine the two
that's
to
in
one.
Nutshell, right there.
Yeah.
That's a hyphenated word,
that's
too.
Hyphenated.
We got that hyphenated
word.
Hey,
I've got another comment also, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
Referring to the death penalty that I think Governor Quinn
right,
took
for those,
away.
Let me just tell people that may have just joined us, Dan, what we said, we went through three or four items that I thought were good today, and I think the abolishment of the death penalty in Illinois with the other 15 states that have abolished it is a good thing because too many mistakes have been made over the years and it's not worth it, although there are circumstances in which I think the death penalty ought to be used. So that's the framework of that discussion. Go ahead now.
Yeah, I just find it rather appalling how some, you know, most of the time the liberal left in this country just try tooth and nail to preserve the life of someone who slaughters a child or a woman or a man.
Well, that's why I think you don't, for that circumstance, you make sure that you absolutely have them cold, dead to rights, like the guy who killed the people in Tucson and shot the congresswoman.
Mothner or whatever it is.
Yeah. And then the guy down the Hassan, this guy down in Texas that shot up. Those guys, you've got the goods on them. You've got people who saw them. There's no doubt, absolutely no doubt whatsoever, then you do it. Otherwise, if there's any doubt, you don't do it. I think that's got to be the rule.
I get that 100%. But the other part I was going to make was they fight tooth and nail to preserve the life of a killer, but yet they, you know, when it comes to the unborn, they're just like, you know, it's no big deal to them.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of instances.
That's
an old
argument, and it has some merit. Let's not spoil our thread here. by getting off on that, but I appreciate your expressing yourself. Thank you for doing that. 800-510-8255. Abby, a word for Charlie Sheen.
He's a lunatic.
Lunatic.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah, Jennifer's writing all these down, right?
Yes.
What have you got so far, Jennifer? What
I've got lunatic,
so
pathetic, psycho, inconsiderate, jerk, stupid with an oop, and an a-hole.
All right. Bill, what's your word for Charlie Sheen?
Burnout.
Burnout.
Or fried. He reminds me of what Mel Gibson did when he started acting up, and it looked like something out of one of his movies, you know?
As far as Mel Gibson is concerned, TMZ reports today that there's been a deal made before he was charged with domestic violence. They've made a deal with prosecutors. Mel will appear in court on Friday, plead no contest to the lesser charge of simple battery. He's expected to receive no jail time. Will have to undergo counseling. Mel believed he could win the case, but his lawyer said, you better make a deal. So that's the deal. Meanwhile,
just make it go away, Mel. Just make it go away.
All right, Bill, thank you. More words applying to Charlie Sheen coming up on Good Day, plus an examination of cheese.
All right, so dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, biofriendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
2-1.
I take a few more calls on the, I don't want this to become tedious. That's the word that I use to apply to Charlie Sheen and all this stuff.
Do you want me to add you to our list?
Yeah, you can if you'd like.
Okay. Tedious.
Yeah, tedious.
And I said train wreck. Hyphenated.
Yeah, you did. What did Richie say? We didn't hear a word from him yet.
You know, I usually do not get caught up in this stuff, but for some reason, and maybe this is sad, I am so entertained.
Yeah. All right, well.
By this, and maybe entertained is a poor word.
Yeah, that's a good word if it applies. It's just kind of sad that you're entertained by it all.
Well, I'm intrigued. I'm just really intrigued.
Well, what's the word? Pick a word.
I'll go with intrigued.
Okay, 800-510-8255. In a moment, we're going to talk about the kind of cheese that's used in fast food. The Brooklyn man who found a roll of film in the park in New York.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
Isn't this amazing?
And he developed it.
He develops it. Sees enough connection to make the thread so that he says, okay, I think this is who this belongs to. He finds a girl in Paris who is visiting New York, took the film, lost it, and he delivers it back to her.
Wow.
All the pictures, really interesting. There were pictures taken in the blizzard, a month or so ago, when she was in New York. Thousands of people.
Who uses film anymore?
I don't know.
Well, photography people.
Yeah, not really.
Like the traditional look of film.
Not so much anymore.
All right, 800-510-8255 is another good news story. We look for the good stuff. And some of what you've said so far are pretty good. Words describing Charlie Sheen are one word. Gene, what's the word you'd use to describe Charlie Sheen?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
And Doug?
Yes.
May I say this, please?
I hate to say
this, but Newton Minow was right about TV.
Yeah.
And you know what he said?
He said a lot of things. Which are you applying to this circumstance?
TV is a vast wasteland.
There's a lot of good stuff on television.
That show
entertains people, but there is a lot of junk. There's a lot of garbage, a lot of nonsense. You're right about that.
But network TV is really going downhill.
All right. But network radio going up. We're going up. They're going down. We got to add the video component to this, and then we'll. Because I was talking to an agent yesterday, who we were sort of plotting a course on what to do and how to move ahead, And he said what we were doing in terms of video is the right thing. Everything's going to be video. Have audio and video components, mm-hmm. and people that download it, listen to it, watch it whenever they want. As yep. that group that's coming along, mostly from, 8 years old to in their 30s that's used to that, that's as they get older, that's going to become the standard. That's it. So this program may be on at this time of day, but it'll be so used by so many different people at different times of the day. It kind of is now, but becoming more so.
I mean, everybody wants to be able to carry it along and listen to it or sit down and enjoy it at their leisure.
Doug Steffen, winner. Jennifer Horn,
winning.
Winner.
No, it's winning.
Is it winning? Winning. Oh, winning. Okay. Winning. Here's Jim in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi. Jim, welcome.
Hey, mental.
Mental.
Mental, yeah, that covers it.
Mental. He's having a mental breakdown, and he needs some serious help.
Yeah, he does. You watch the show?
Yes, I do.
And so what happens if he goes away? Are you going to support it if, let's say, Rob Lowe becomes the new brother or cousin or whatever they do with him?
Well, I'll give him a try and see if it changes the show much or not. I don't know. I ain't going to say.
There's plenty of examples of other shows that have lost the main character and they've survived. We always make
Look
reference.
Look at MASH.
To MASH. Right. Yeah, there are a lot of those shows around. There's too much money involved for them to let it just drop. All right, Jim, good man. Thank you. Here's Marlene in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, next up on Good Day. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Hi. Listen, when I was a little girl, my grandparents came over from Ireland, and when my grandmother would get mad at my grandfather, she'd call him a 3B9. When we got older, I asked her what it meant, and she said that it just means that he was nuts, plain nuts. It's an old expression, 3B9.
3B9.
Yeah, you know what, though? I feel sorry for him because he's crying out like Michael Jackson did and nobody intervened.
Help! Help! Yep, that's right. Yep.
We should all intervene.
It's hard, though.
For him.
You can't just lock
him
up.
I have all these people like Dr. Drew who are talking about it, but, you know, is there somebody that actually...
Heck with those doctors. They're just after money.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of publicity out of this.
What we should do is turn him off, turn him completely off.
Yeah.
That's intervening. We should stop, same way with Lindsay Lohan. They're both crying out like Michael Jackson did.
Right, why is it that we still watch this stuff? I mean, on Ustream, you got almost a million views.
I don't. I listen to you because I love listening to you. You remind me of my grandfather from Ireland, the farmer. I love it.
I remind you of your grandfather?
I think she's talking to me, Doug.
Yeah,
my grandfather who came from Ireland was a farmer up in Cascade Township, up in the Rowan Green Hills, and had cows. And I still have my great-grandfather's cowbell he made for his cow, Bessie.
Oh, really?
And I listen to you because I like the holistic stuff you talk about. Mm-hmm. I don't listen about Charlie Sheen. I think we should turn him off.
Yeah.
Turn our backs completely. That's intervening, saying, okay, you want to do this to yourself, go ahead.
Help yourself.
There you go.
Yeah. There's a lesson to be learned here, but as usual, the media, the news media especially, overcooks this, and a lot of people on the radio and in television overcook it, so it's time for it to go away. It's had
its run
course.
It's going to end up like Michael Jackson.
Well, that's a sad thought, but, you know, who knows? Let's hope that it doesn't end that way. Marlene, you were nice to call. Thank you.
Thank
800.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Nice to hear from you. 800-510-8255. Rick's in North Andover, Massachusetts. A word for Charlie Sheen, Rick.
I think he's obnoxious.
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 Yeah.
Obnoxious. Would you like to spell that for us, Rick? Because I don't think anybody here knows how to spell obnoxious.
So. Neither do I, really.
Really? I like the way
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, we got your message.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. Here's Steve in Rodeo, California. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I think Super Genius, cartoon with Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. Super Genius.
Yesterday, I was talking about Lisa Stanley, who used to be on this program. She does the morning show as a co-host with Gary Bryan on K-Earth here in Los Angeles. And they had Charlie Sheen call about 5:30 yesterday morning, and a lot of the tabloids picked up, tabloid radio shows, television shows, picked up on the conversation they were having, mostly because Lisa, who knows how to answer, ask the right questions, asked him if this wasn't just a big ploy, he wanted to get out of the show, and this is the way to do it, and get a lot of attention at the same time. And Charlie came out of his act and said, "What makes you think that?" as if to say he didn't say no.
Right.
So, you know, maybe that's maybe we're all being had here.
That's what I've thought a couple of times. Right.
Well, yeah, he's an actor. Remember, he's an actor.
People say he's hypomanic, though. Even Roseanne has come out. Did you hear about this?
Yes. But
Roseanne came out and said that he did a lot of cocaine, and I guess what they do is they go on benders to get the energy, and then when they have the energy, then they're in this hypomanic state, and then they get depressed again, which causes them to need to do the drugs again.
Yeah. Up and down. What did you start to say, Steve?
No, I said he's a lot like Wile E. Coyote. You know, Wile E. thought he was a winner, too, I think.
Yeah, right. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Steve. Super genius, is he? Noreen in Olean, New York. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, not bad.
Good. That's nice to hear. I hope you do better during the day. Tell us what word you'd like to apply to Charlie Sheen.
Egotistical.
Egomaniacal. Me,
yeah.
Me.
Pretty much. He basically said he's a one-man show and no one could replace him, and he was asking for an outrageous amount of money to compensate.
Yeah.
So,
anybody who thinks they're not replaceable is delusional. Everybody's replaceable, no matter what.
I agree.
Yes, ma'am. Except for you, Noreen. You are not replaceable. Nice to
have
you.
Yeah, broke the mold.
Yes, I hope so. It sounds like it was a good mold. Nice to have you here. Thanks for the call. David down in Florida. Hi.
How you doing?
Well, how about you?
Good, good. You just used my word, delusional.
Delusional.
That's a good one.
You just said it in your last sentence there.
I did. All right, we'll strike the last sentence so that the credit goes to you, David. How's that?
I'll take it. It's, you know, it's kind of funny, though. Because he's emulating what he plays in the show.
Yeah. Which is it? Is the show him or is he the show? That's the
question. Art imitates life.
Yeah, it does.
And you know, we think it's funny. We pay him a lot of money to do what he is.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? The woman, that blonde that he was going to marry, I wouldn't mind stepping in and I wouldn't mind playing the role for her. That blonde, I don't know what her name is, but she's cute. That blonde?
Oh, yeah.
On the show.
And like I say,
not in life. Well, yeah. But go ahead.
We're just watching him do who he is. Yeah. And that's what we're paying him millions for.
Well, this, we don't have to pay him anything for this.
Well, when he does it on TV, we all laugh. But that's the reality of it, and it's sad.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. We have a lot of things in our country like this that we ought to be thinking about that are just plain sad. All right, David.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you. Thank you for taking the time. All right, so we're running, speaking of time, a little tight because Dr. Ken's going to join us in a moment. Go through the words, Jennifer, that we got in the last.
All right, we have egotistical, egomaniacal, delusional, super genius, obnoxious, 3B9, mental, who? We have train wreck, tedious, a-hole, stupid, jerk, inconsiderate, psychopathetic, lunatic, fried, burnout. And that's it.
All right, that pretty.
Good Lord, people.
I think that pretty much covers it. 16 before the hour, stand by. Dr. Ken up. We'll do the cheese thing later on because it's important for us to focus on cheese, but it was also important for us to get all of your words as they apply to Charlie. So, as the lady said, enough is enough. Dr. Ken up next on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStepan.com.
It's 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here now with his overview of various studies and more studies. Studies and more studies. Brought to you by the folks who have helped you immensely. Digestive Advantage. The folks at Ganeden Biotech have done some great things. They've things together like the average... The science, I guess I want to get to that, Ken, a little bit. The science of the benefits of probiotics, Sustanex, and all the other things that we've been talking about, these are all things that are underscored by the scientific method, the scientific approach. It isn't just something that someone threw into a test tube and put it all together and bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. You got something that helps you with whether it's lactose intolerance or gas or there are bloating issues that this product, Digestive Advantage, can address.
This product blends the best of all worlds. It blends good science that shows that it's safe and effective, but it also takes natural products that your body needs. You're not getting a drug. You're not getting any poison into your body that some people view these things we've been talking about as. So Digestive Advantage, it has these healthy bacteria that your body craves to make sure that your immune system works properly, and also you need your digestive system to work properly. Digestive Advantage has these healthy bacteria. They survive the acidic environment of the stomach. They get to where they need to be. Yogurt can't survive the acidic environment. But they've also added these enzymes which help to make those symptoms of digestive problems go away. So if you have lactose issues and you don't want to have to take medicine before every single meal, just once a day, gas problems, constipation, or just a whole lot of symptoms that the doctor can't find in your digestive system an anatomic problem for, we have the answer.
Dr. Ken could go on talking about this all day, as you know. This is a very affordable product, a 30-day supply, less than $10. Digestive Advantage is what you're looking for. You go to the big box stores, drug stores, super centers, go to the digestion section at Walgreens and Target and wherever, and ask for Digestive Advantage and look over the different types. Try what you think will work best on you, Digestive Advantage. A study finds a link to the biggest killer of people on the planet.
More big news about heart disease, which is the number one killer of everybody in the world. Out of Nature Genetics, more and more genes identified. So if you have this in your family, this is why. It's very inheritable. And the hope in the future is that we can pick people who we need to do more prevention for, more intervention, and find new ways to prevent heart disease.
Topamax, looks like the FDA is on this. Here's another example of science or scientists reinterpreting science, Ken.
Or just learning from the lifespan of a drug. Data collected from the registry of pregnant women showed a higher rate of cleft lip and cleft palate in babies whose mothers were taking the drug during the first trimester. This is used for epilepsy. Moms, if you have epilepsy, you may want to get a new drug during your pregnancy.
Topamax is used for other things, too, isn't it?
Mostly for, sometimes for headaches, migraine headaches.
All right. Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
All right, 53 after the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and me and you, most importantly. We spend time here trying to make your life better. Technology news is scattered all around the program. We have our technology tailor. Yesterday, we we didn't quite present what we thought we were going to present, so we're going to make good on that.
It's
after
a twofer.
It is a twofer today. We have two visits with Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor. Right. It's two for Thursday. First, if you wondered where Microsoft's version of the table is, that's ought to be good, and when it's going to be available, we'll have that for you up next here.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and I want to talk with you about automatic web-based backups of your computer. There's a great $5 per month backup service from MyMedia.com. It keeps your pictures, music, movies, and documents safe and secure online. You set it up the first time, and MyMedia backs up new pictures as well as file changes automatically, and you can access this information from anywhere. This is peace of mind. It's off-site safety for your priceless personal media. Go to MyMedia.com for your free trial. That's MyMedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
So we all know about the iPad and the iPad 2 that's being released tomorrow. That's Apple's tablets. And we all know about the plethora of Android tablets that are coming out this year. These are Google's tablets. But where, you may ask, are Microsoft's tablets? Well, they're not really anywhere. According to Bloomberg, Microsoft won't release a Windows operating system specifically for tablets until back-to-school season, not this year, but next year, meaning 17 months from now, meaning well over 2 years since the iPad was launched. There are a couple of tablets running Microsoft's mobile phone operating system, which is actually quite good, but it's built from the ground up for phones. Don't be surprised if Microsoft's tablet hits the market before these time estimates, but the point remains. Once again, Microsoft is playing catch-up. First it was online, with search, then it was on smartphones, now it's on tablets. I'm Alex Goldfein.
There you go.
All right, so you can tell I don't know what I'm talking about. Microsoft version of the table. This table. Is a two. This is a twofer for sure, Richie. Tablet, obviously. And I was looking at that quickly, and so there it is. And my pal Rich was happy to save me after the fact. It's all right. Now, yesterday, speaking of saving us after the fact, we wanted you. There was this Amazon. .com's top-selling product ever in the focus, and we didn't hear what it was then, but we are going to hear what it is now.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
CNN.com wrote recently that Amazon should consider giving away its Kindle electronic book reader for free. Sell the razor blades, but give away the razors. Some interesting figures were used in support of this argument. Just 7% of online adults who read books also read electronic books. But these people consume 41% of their books electronically. That's 2 in 5. That's a big number. Further, people who do have the Kindle read 2 out of 3 books digitally. All of which is fine, but Amazon is already losing money on every Kindle sold, and sales are doing just fine, better than fine. The Kindle is the best-selling Amazon product ever. Why would the company want to lose more money by giving away the Kindle? Do you see Apple giving away the iPhone to sell apps? Sure, other wireless companies do it, but there are hundreds of phones out there. There are less than a handful of e-readers. No need to go free anytime soon. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, I got that straight.
Yeah, it's very good, Richie, thank you. Thank you needs a... Wait a minute, do you think... Let's change the focus. Need a bigger salary to save money every month? Saving for the future is not just about how much you make. It's about taking control of your everyday finances and planning for things like college tuitions and retirement, that kind of stuff. Brian Osich has more in our helpful circle on tools to help you save today for what's coming tomorrow.
Balancing everyday expenses and sticking to a savings plan is a constant challenge. Dean Athanasia from Bank of America says help balancing your short-term needs with long-term goals is just a click away.
It's easier to handle everyday finances while saving for the future when you can access all of your accounts in one place online. Merrill Edge combines the banking strength of Bank of America with the investment insights of Merrill Lynch to give you more control and flexibility. Consider your spending habits, then talk to a financial solutions advisor at the Merrill Edge Advisory Center about the investing accounts that may be right for you.
For more, go to MerrillEdge.com. That's your financial fitness from Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America N.A., member FDIC. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLPFNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation.
Wow.
That's a
learned a lot there, didn't you?
Yeah, we sure did.
That was interesting.
I was. 59 after on Good Day.